Generally speaking, it is prohibited to bring a dog into shul. It's not considered covered beis ha-knesses, covered beis ha-medrash. However, the question is, what about a service dog for the blind, someone, or for some other reason, some other disability? One would not be able to come to shul and daven. The only way you could come to daven if you have this guide dog. So would it be permitted in the, under different situations? So Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in Orach Chaim. He quotes from the Yerushalmi that makes a comparison about bringing a animal into shul is no different than eating or drinking in shul. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, just like today, in most shuls, most Beis HaMedrashes, people eat and drink. So too, you know, at least, you know, really, in general, you shouldn't be eating, but we don't want you to interfere with your learning or davening, so b'shas hadchak, we permit you to eat. So too, b'shas hadchak, we permit you to bring your service dog, because just like eating and drinking will help you with learning davening, so too over here, the animal will enable you to be able to go to the shul and daven. And then he points out as well, because certainly in Chutz La'aretz this should work, because the Beis HaKnesses, our shuls outside of Israel, are built on the condition that Divrei Chol, that when we built them in Bavel, we built them in Galus, we understand that we are permitting to do Divrei Chol if there's a tzarech, like I'm eating and drinking, etc. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, to let a blind person, a suma, to let him into shul so he could daven, that's definitely a shas hadchak, a tzarech gadol. And therefore, he says, you could bring in a service dog in order to help the blind person around. So that's his first reason. He seems to say it's a shas hadchak, just like eating and drinking, so too here. Another reason Rav Moshe suggests is normally bringing an animal into shul shows its bizoy to the shul. However, if it's brought to shul in order that he could do tefillah b'tzibor and be part of the community, so then he assumes it's not considered a pagam. So, my nafkamina between the first answer of Rav Moshe and the second. So according to answer number one, perhaps maybe the heter is only in Eretz Yisrael, is only in Chutz La'aretz, because he says the shuls are made with that tonight. But maybe it wouldn't apply, I don't know, to eat and drink in shuls in Israel. But if they eat and drink, so then maybe they could do dogs. But according to that, one could debate. But according to the second answer of Rav Moshe, so even in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be able to do it. So that's the opinion of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, yes, one is permitted to bring a service dog into shul. And as well, Rav Soloveitchik, in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, it's a Machshir Machokas, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Herschel Schachter on what Rav Soloveitchik holds. According to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he says it's permitted. According to Rav Schachter, we'll see, Rav Schachter's opinion was that you cannot bring a dog, even a seeing eye dog. So, but according to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, what is the reason for the kula? So he points out, he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara in Brachas on Sama Gimel Amud Aleph talks about what's considered standard behavior. That he says, whatever the Gemara says, what's mutter in a synagogue is what you would do in your own home. You shouldn't treat the shul worse than your own home. So he says, just as so just like when someone comes to your home, I guess it depends where you live, but just like someone comes to your home and you don't make him take off his shoes, so too, you don't have to remove your shoes when you walk into a shul. So too, someone would let a service dog into their home together with the blind person. So if you let him into your own home, so too, he'd be permitted to enter into the synagogue. So, so Rav Soloveitchik's heter is totally different, and it should make a difference also, Eretz Yisrael or not, that whatever is permitted in your home, that's considered the standard for a shul. So, since you'd bring a service dog into your home, so too you could bring it into shul. So that's the opinion. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik, according to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, according to Rav Schechter, Rav, the one who would not be permitted to bring one would not be permitted to bring a CNI dog into shul. And they, you know, they have arguments before. It could have been, you know, the Rav often changed his mind or said different ways. They have a machlokas by Birkas Kohanim as well. What the Rav Soloveitchik said regarding a Koed Chaharag. So according to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, you never heard him say, a Koed Chaharag can't do the Dukhaning. In fact, that was the practice in his yeshiva. They did, and that seems to be the accepted practice. Rav Schechter quotes, the Rav is saying, based on like the Zohar, that that's where Pinchas went. Pinchas wasn't able to, if he needed a special bracha in order to be able to bless the people to get the Brisi Kunas Olam. Either way, so you have Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik saying it's mutter. And you have as well, there's on the other end, you have from the, in the Torah Shlema, Rev Menachem Mendel Kasher. He wants to say that since it's usher to offer a carbon, you used money, that you sold the dog and you took the money and bought something to offer on a carbon, he says it's usher. So too, he says you can't bring a dog into the temple area as well. So he says, since you can use the sale of a dog, so he extends it to, you can't use the sale of a dog and bring that for a carbon, so too, he's extending it, you can't have a dog go into the temple. And therefore, he's comparing the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to the Kedushas of the Mikdash, which is a major step. But we find many things that are usher in the Beis HaMikdash and on the Beis HaKnesses, like wearing shoes, etc. So therefore, people don't like Rav Kasha's answer about with the dogs. However, Rav Yaakov Breish, who was the Chelkas Yaakov, he wants to claim a different reason. He says the synagogue should be treated with the same kavod as those of a church. So if they wouldn't allow service dogs in a church and you allow them in a synagogue, it's the biggest chil Hashem, like they discussed by Kivra V'Eim applying to non-Jews. So imagine if when he was a non-Jew he was obligated in Kivra V'Eim, and now that he's a Jew he's not keeping it. They look like the Judaism's a gutter religion, like some claim. So therefore, obviously, you're obligated. So too over here, he claims where prayer gets changed. The churches would not allow a service dog into the church, so too we can't allow it into the shul. However, that number one is you never really saw a service dog, and that's why he thinks the dog will disrupt services, but really they won't. And it's not true either that they used to, I think in churches today, they do allow service dogs. So therefore the whole reason, so even if it was true then, it's not true now. And therefore, we have Rav Moshe, who's Matir, we have Rav Salveshik in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and we have even though Rav Breish was against it because of that reason of the church. But since today other religions do it, so then he should agree. And as well, if he's concerned about the noise, if everything's under control, then he shouldn't have a problem with it. And that's how that seems to be more in the reality.